Where motoring starts. This is Behind the Wheel.
We read with interest recently a press release from our mates at the RACQ. Now, these are a bunch of people who really do know their stuff when it comes
certainly
to motoring.
Yep.
And they're telling us that, well, motoring costs, so everything it entails to run your car, have actually reached a five-year record low. Not the other way, as you would expect things, because everything goes up. Well, the RACQ seem to think that things are getting cheaper. And to explain their position, none other than the executive manager of the RACQ, Steve Spaulding, joins us. G'day, Steve. Great to have your company.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Steve. Now, do you think that the average motorist, whether they're in Queensland or probably anywhere else in Australia, really feels that it's getting cheaper to run their car? Or is that just sort of an exercise carried out by economists?
No, these are very real figures, and it's based on all of the running costs that go into owning and operating the car. And I think many motorists would be surprised if they just sat down and thought about all of those costs. I think we're all very familiar with fuel because we drive past the servo every day. But when you think of some of those other fairly big costs, such as the interest on the loan repayments, the insurance, and particularly depreciation, which would account for around 40% of total ownership costs. That's 40%, which is a staggering number.
So that's just depreciation's 40%?
That's right, yes.
Wow.
So most people will tell you about the cost of fuel and keeping the car running, which we find is in the order of about 15% of running costs, but depreciation could be up to three times that. So that's why it's so important that when you are choosing a car that, of course, it's got to do all the things that it needs to do from a functional point of view, but it's really important that you do take into account all of those costs and how it will impact on the budget.
Now, Steve, many years ago, if you were forking out for a Vanguard or a Zephyr or something of that nature, none of us, of course, remember them, but the percentage of your family budget that would go to pay for one of those things is much higher, or would have been much higher then than it is today. As far as I can tell, the cost of cars has come down.
It has. Cars, as in terms of their purchase price, have certainly become much more affordable. But those additional costs that go into keeping the car on the road are the ones that really just creep up on many motorists. And often, I think when family budgets are under pressure, it can be difficult to budget properly just for those routine services. But where even for the most economical or cheapest cars that we surveyed, you still need nearly $100 a week. And you go up to something like the Nissan Patrol V8 petrol, and it's in the order of $440 per week.
Every week
for 5 years. And if you take that into a kilometre, a per kilometre cost, it's about $1.50. for every kilometre that you move that vehicle.
That's amazing. And it always seems to happen, certainly my experience has been, that everything's going along smoothly and then suddenly you think, wait a sec, I think I'm getting pretty close to needing new tyres. Oh boy, how much are these? And they are automatically a lot of money, and they seem to get to be more money every year. So those are things that I suppose you have to take into account as part of your weekly budget, not just waiting until the time comes for new ones.
That's right, and we certainly do take tyres into consideration, as well as an additional tyre for that unplanned puncture that, you know, always arises at the most awkward time.
It does.
What we're hoping for is that at least it makes motorists just think about that budgeting aspect before they commit to a car, and that's why it's so important to do the homework, so that when you go into a dealership, you've already got a very clear idea of the car that you not only need or would like, but can afford.
And has your survey come up with a detailed costing for just about every car in the market, or is it every class of car? How have you done that?
We looked at over 110 vehicles across 15 categories. So we looked from the very small Suzuki Celerio.
The vegetable one, yes, okay.
which comes out as the cheapest car, which is a great result for Suzuki.
It is.
Because when we was looking at last year, it was the Suzuki Alto. So not only has Suzuki brought a new car to the market that again has taken out that top spot, but it's around $15 to $20 per week less than the than when we looked at those figures this time last year.
That's fantastic.
So I think that's a great result, and I think that's where there are real wins for consumers, that not only are manufacturers working to certainly control the costs as much as they can, but each time that a new vehicle comes out, as you would know, we get a better vehicle than the one that comes before it. Mm.
Now, obviously, particularly in the last 12 months, we've seen the surge in manufacturers offering these cap price servicing programs. Mm. Is that having an impact on the fact that prices seem to be at this record five-year low?
Yeah, that would certainly be helping. The three main influences this year was lower interest rates, lower fuel prices, and also more competitive insurance premiums. And that those three would certainly have a large effect. And of course, if you at the individual level, if you're able to shop wisely for a vehicle and find one where there is some level of discounting in place, that will not only reduce the purchase price, that will lower the repayment, and it will lower the depreciation costs as well. So there's a real flow-on effect by being a savvy shopper.
I think this is a fantastic initiative, and I hope that your next attention is going to be turned to what do we do about traffic. It's wonderful having cars that are getting cheaper all the time, but it's so much harder to get anywhere as the traffic builds up.
Yes, I think that would be a very interesting and difficult survey to do, but I think most motorists could answer that now.
It's awful. Executive Director of RACQ, Steve Spaulding. Mate, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks very much for your time. Thank you.
BehindTheWheel.com.au